Phil Holt, militant supporter, broad left pioneer and national executive member of the Post Office Engineering Union / National Communications Union, has sadly passed away at 71. In their heyday in the 1970s-80s, some broad lefts transformed unions into fighting organizations capable of winning long-standing concessions from employers, probably best demonstrated in the CPSA/PCS and the POEU/NCU, forerunners of the CWU. Those times predated the collapse of Stalinism and the huge effect which that had on socialist consciousness generally. Some broad lefts later turned into little more than electoral machines. Was it wrong to build them in the first place? Of course not. Is it still possible to build them? Yes, but the starting point has to be a clear program of action. Currently, that would include a commitment to fight all cuts, including campaigning for councils to set needs budgets, a call for a nationalization, and a plan for the democratization of union structures. This is also relevant for building a left network of union members in your workplace. Draft a program, get fellow workers to endorse it, then organize a meeting to work out how to pursue aims or grievances. Obviously, at this time, thoughts are with Phil's wife Beryl and family, including Katie and Audrey, who younger readers may wish to know, has her own chapter in the Annals of Militant. Visit www.youtube.com web link. But let's ensure the pioneering work done by many, including Phil, isn't just a footnote in history. We need fighting unions. They need to be built from the bottom up. Dave Gorton, former communications broad left editor,